All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Behind the Wheel Podcast. I'm Luis from Koenig, and we have a very special guest here today. This company has been working with us for a very long time, GoGo Gear. We have his protege, Ali Arshams, Reza Arsham, with us today.
Nice to hear you here.
How you doing, my brother?
Very good. Very glad to be here in the booth. Obviously, behind us, we have the newest addition to the GoGo Gear fleet of racing cars and stuff like that. And, of course, it had to be on Koenig's.
And I'm excited just because we get to see it here at SEMA First. If you're missing it, you're missing it, unfortunately. But you will get to see a car walk around, a car anatomy of this episode, of this car, where Reza just basically gives us the full details of everything that's happening to this car. And I'm telling you, this car has gotten so much praise at this show. Bro, everybody loves this car.
Yeah. It was difficult trying to keep it under wraps, you know, before the show. So everyone we talked to wanted pictures of the car and everything. But we were like, hold on, wait, you got to go to the Koenig booth at SEMA. And that's where we debuted the car. And yeah, it's been great.
Now, before we get to know you a little bit better, how are you enjoying the show? As far besides being here, how are you enjoying SEMA so far?
It's been great. So this is my second year coming as someone to kind of view the whole show. I have memories from my childhood being 5 years old and coming and seeing my dad. He had his cars here back in the early 2000s. So I remember kind of little snippets of coming here and not walking the show, but just being amazed with all the cars and everything that were here. Yeah. So, no, this year's been great. It's much larger than the last time I was here. So.
Yeah. Last year there was a little problem out there, which was COVID.
There was something going around like
COVID, and unfortunately there was nobody here like that. Yeah. But this year is back in action. There's a lot of people here. There's a lot of foot traffic, and obviously we got some really cool cars. Even within the booth, like I said, we have this Type R right behind us. That's a sick car. But you know, I want to get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah.
One thing I do know about your family, and when I say this, GoGo Gear has been working with us for over 20 years, I would probably say.
Yeah, over 20
you know what
years.
I mean? Like, Ali has had a great relationship with everyone from Rick to Joe to now Scott to myself. And now we have Reza with us, you know, and you're the next generation coming up. But I want to know, what's it like growing up in a family that's just motorsports centric?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my dad obviously doing all of the racing and cars, so growing up with that was you know, always everything's about cars, right? Mm-hmm. So even my mom and my younger sister,
I know.
My mom raced when I was actually when she was pregnant with me, and then shortly after as well.
So no way.
I was at the racetrack when I was a few months old and kind of grew up there, and being around cars. So I have a story actually when I was in kindergarten, like one of the first couple days of kindergarten. Uh-huh. The teachers were very confused because I was asking the other kids what kind of like cars and race cars that their parents had. And I was like, oh, so what kind of race cars do you have? And
just a norm for you.
It was just the norm, right? I was like, oh, yeah, we have Civics. Like, what do you have? Do you have BMWs or what do you? And then they kind of were like, oh, that's not normal. we don't really do that. It was like, no, I don't know.
That's
you know,
amazing.
They're into something else. Yeah. So
that's amazing.
It's definitely been just kind of like all in, right? It's been always about cars, about motorsport. I've been, since I was seven was the first year I can remember watching F1, and so I remember watching Kimi. That was the year Kimi won, and ever since then I've been like a, you know, Ferrari fan. And then now it's been really cool to see, you know, with Drive to Survive and everybody kind of being all into F1, and they come to me, hey, I watch F1, I kind of understand like your aspect of cars and racing. And so recently it's been very nice to kind of talk to people who kind of now have that insight through a lot of the social media channels.
Yeah.
And kind of are like, now they're like, oh, that's really cool. And now they're you know, generating a lot of interest, kind of trickling down to what we do.
Sure. So I know you've been, what age were you when you first just got behind the wheel?
Yeah.
Podcasts behind the wheel
that's a good one.
Yeah, you like that.
I was 5 years old, So
5 years old.
5 years old. Yeah,
what did
5 years
drive?
Old. We were doing go karting.
Oh, okay, okay.
So obviously, when you're 5 years old, the path is always okay. You're going to go to F1. You're going to be, you know, I don't know. You're going to be Fernando Alonso or somebody like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What they don't tell you is you need millions and millions of dollars to do that.
100%.
So we started in a kart that we actually got. It was like a kid kart meant for 5 to 7 year olds. And we got that from a friend used, and it was an older kart. And so we went and said, okay, we're going to race this. And we go. And it was very immediately apparent that our go-kart was much slower than everyone else's
really?
Go-kart. Yeah. So even at the 5 to 7 year olds, not only did we have, you know, used and old equipment, people showed up with fancy stuff. They had trailers.
Yeah.
We were like, we put it in the back of the truck. Like they had pit crews and teams and everything.
Oh,
like
snap.
It was serious. And we just kind of showed up with what we had and that was about it. So there was one race I remember we're going and driving and then I actually found my way. There was a crash. I found my way through it, and I was in the lead of the race.
Yeah.
And so I'm 5 years old. I'm pushing like heck, right? I'm just driving as fast as I can. And with a few laps to go, one of the guys who had like basically factory support just came by and just blew past me on the straightaway like it was nothing. And that kind of really symbolized for me like, okay, this is great, but we're going to need a little bit more more funding or more support or something like that because it really was a display of like you can be as great as you are, but if you don't have the money, then it's not going to be. You can't really make it.
That's a tough part. We actually had a podcast the other day with and having a similar conversation. You know, it's not cheap to do this stuff.
No, it definitely
isn't.
It's
an expensive hobby. You know.
Yes.
It costs a lot of money. That's why that's why we have. You know, these type of events like SEMA, you know what I mean? Because we get to shake hands with the right people. We need the support to do that. Obviously, Reza got tons of support in his build. And we're going to talk about it on the Car Anatomy where he goes through a lot of the stuff that he has on here. But more than that, you know, although we have the passion for it,
you
know, it also takes money. But the passion is the drive that gets you to where you
exactly,
want to be.
Exactly, yeah.
You know? So is this the first chassis you started with, the FK8?
This is not. So my kind of car racing introduction started at just about 16 when I got my license.
Okay.
My first car was the E36 four-cylinder, driving that around.
Ooh.
Not the fastest car, 138
I
horsepower,
love that car,
but it was a fantastic car and drove that around, drove it on the track, got my, you know, learning heel toe and all these, you know, fundamentals for driving. And then I've driven a bunch of different platforms, driven Mazda RX-8s and stuff like that, just trying to get my hands on everything. And the first race car I ever drove kind of was like, okay, you've done street cars, you've kind of proved yourself there, was we have a older EK Civic coupe. So hopped into that on a track I'd never driven before, and it was actually my first front wheel drive experience as well. And I distinctly remember driving the car around the track, and I got out of the car, and I told my dad, I don't like this. This is no good. I can't do front drive.
Yeah.
Can't do Hondas. Like, this is, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But then, you know, what you have available at the time is, okay, we got to do this, and you have that
you
passion,
make it work.
Right?
Yep, yep.
And so it was completely about reinventing your driving style, because coming from go-karts, I'm used to rear drive, you know, fast, which you got to be able to catch the car and do all that. But the front drive was completely different. So that took a couple of years of getting used to the front drive. And really, it was just about wanting to prove to everyone that you can do it at that level, right? Mm. When you're 16, 17, 18 years old and you want to get into a series like United States Touring Car Championship, they kind of are not, you know, against you, but they're kind of like, okay, like, what has this kid got, right?
Yeah,
so you
got
to go out there and prove to them that you can, you know, race with the big boys and be very competitive. So that kind of drive to show and that you're not just there to be there, but you deserve to be there in that series. So that kind of pushed me to really learn front wheel drive, and I think that knowing both platforms, front and rear drive, has really made me better because you apply the same techniques to front and rear drive. So yeah, just trying to improve and drive as much as I can.
Awesome. Now, tell me a little bit about GoGo Gear.
Yes.
Now, I know it. But, you know, this is the purpose of this podcast is so they know who you are and what your team is about.
So. Yeah. So GoGo Gear actually is a like a sign and sticker company.
Yes.
So they do a lot of promotional products. So a lot of the wraps and stickers and stuff, we make that in-house. If you want T-shirts or hats or anything, they would do promotional products. And obviously, we have a lot of racing involvement. So we'll do trophies and awards and stickers and stuff for race cars, but that's kind of been the day-to-day aspect of things. And then the team itself started very small with, you know, a few cars, just what my dad had, and now we're at 7 or 8 cars now that are all all yellow.
Amazingly fast cars.
Yes, amazingly fast cars. Multi-classes, different brands, you know, Hondas, Hyundais, BMWs, and, you know, just about everything in between, just kind of expanding and expanding. And definitely, as I've kind of grown up and gotten into the racing, I've always been working on the cars, working with the cars, taking pictures of the cars, doing whatever I could. And then now driving and working, actually trying to do a lot of the mechanical work on the cars and keeping them running at the event, keeping a lot of, we have sponsors and drivers who come drive with us who actually say they want to be a part of the team. So now we're at that point where we have drivers who want to be a part of the team. They bring their cars, we take care of the cars and do stuff like that. So yeah, it's really expanded a lot in the past few years ever since I started driving and being a lot more involved.
Awesome. So I know you're going to be doing USTCC with this car.
Yes.
Tell me about what the program for Reza Arsham looks like in the future. What are we looking like we want to finish? What do we want to accomplish? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, I think the F1 boat has kind of sailed, a little old for F1 somehow, right?
Yeah.
But definitely in the motorsport world, there's always room for improvement, right? So definitely working at USDCC and racing in the series has been excellent. Still haven't won a championship. That's kind of like looming over my head. Have race wins and stuff like that, but really want to put together a really good season that we can, you know, fight for the championship. So hopefully that'll be, and probably not next year in this car, but after 1 or 2 years of development, then we'll win the championship in the super touring class. And then moving from there, going, you know, working with manufacturers and stuff like that to get factory drives and rides. And I think at a lot of the upper levels of motorsport where you get into, again, it gets back to that thing where it's more about money than talent. So you need, I know that I have the talent and ability to be there, but it's about getting that factory backing and just kind of, you know, working it one step at a time. So,
well, from meeting you here, because this is the first time we met at this event, I'm very optimistic of where you're going to take your motorsports career, man. I could tell just by the way you carry yourself as a person. And then not only that, you have Ali Arsham behind your back. I mean, that man is a savage on the track. I'm just going to say it like that. The man has a lot of wins under his belt. He has a great team. He has his sister behind him, his whole family.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you're going to create, you're going to do excellent things when it comes to getting on that track, I'm excited for it. And he said he was old. How old are you, bro?
22. Well,
I remember when I was 22.
It's relative, right?
That was what, 15 years ago?
15 years ago.
Isn't it crazy? Damn,
well, you look at someone like Max Verstappen, who started driving F1 at 16, right? I mean, it's the age of recently, especially in F1 and stuff like that, has really gone way younger. So Formula cars is something I've never driven. I want to drive really badly. I know they are completely different, but it's something that the more different vehicles you drive and the more different aspects you drive in, it just, you can take it back and everything learns from something else, right? In front drive, you have to be very aggressive with the throttle and get on throttle really early. And if you apply that to a rear drive car and you can make it work, then you're even faster than you were before in a rear drive car. Mm-hmm. So everything kind of connects and works, and the more different stuff you can drive, the better.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited for your career coming forward. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you. Thank you.
If there's anything you want to say before we head out of this podcast, it's just your time.
Yeah, thank you, Koenig. I mean, we've always used your wheels on all our cars. My street cars have Koenigs on them. So it's excellent wheels, honestly. Great company. So we love working with Koenig. And yeah, just check us out on Instagram or Facebook, or watch on the TV show we have on NBC Sports. So thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Have a good one. Peace.